Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies coming with a record of 60-38 overall, 24-8 here in the second half. That 24-8 record, the best in minor league baseball. The Grizzlies, 5 games up on the San Jose Giants for the best record in the California League North Division standings. And in the second half, a 7-game lead over the Modesto Nuts as the Grizzlies look to get back to the postseason for the third straight year. While the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes have already punched their tickets to the postseason, they won the first half in the California League South Division. The Quakes come in with a record of 54-44 overall. They have a 1.5-game lead on the Inland Empire 66ers in the South Division. But Rancho Cucamonga in the second half, 15-17. They are 3 games back of the 66ers in the California League South Division. The Grizzlies have taken 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series against Rancho Cucamonga, including last night's win 7-2 over the Quakes. Fresno now 27-9 in their last 36 games, 37-12 in their last 49. They have split the first 8 games of the season series with Rancho Cucamonga. Grizzlies lefty Mason Albright was magnificent in his Rockies and Grizzlies debut. After being traded from the Angels last Sunday, Albright left a great first impression on Growlifornia. He tossed 5 scoreless innings, allowing a pair of hits and walks while striking out 9. He struck out the side in the first inning and did not permit his first hit until 1 out in the 5th. Albright now tied for first with 10 wins in the California League leaderboard, leads the league in whip. He is 2nd in ERA behind Michael Persecki, also of the Grizzlies. Persecki and Albright have hurled 11 straight shutout innings by Grizzlies starters. So that brings us into tonight's action, and the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Connor Stain, who's won 4 straight starts. He was 3-0 in the month of July. Stain comes in with a record of 7-4, a 5.17 ERA. The Rockies' number 27 overall prospect, he looks to stop the Quakes this evening, who give the ball to right-hander Roque Gutierrez. An 0-1 record, a 4.79 ERA for Gutierrez. He is 5'9", 177 pounds. The international free agent signing from 2020 will look to get the start and the Quakes on the win column this evening. The Mexican native, he gets the ball for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So great matchup of Stain and Gutierrez tonight in Game 3 of 6 from Chuck Chansey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies team photographer Aaron Pervencio, and we got a chance to talk about where you can see all of his photos. Not only are they here at Chuck Chansey Park, they're all over social media as well. In the team's graphics, he takes the team photos, headshots, etc., etc. We also talked about the relationship that he has with both teams and coaches as well. And finally, we talked about where his love for the game started. Our interview is with Aaron Pervencio, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with the Grizzlies team photographer Aaron Pervencio in 3, 3-2-1. I've been Grizzlies team photographer Aaron Provencio. Thanks for taking time for this interview, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First question I have for you. So talk a little bit about your upbringing. Where are you from and where did your love for baseball start?
Grew up in Tulare, been there pretty much all my life. Love for baseball, it's kind of a hit and miss thing. When I was a kid, early 90s, really loved the Seattle Mariners, the Ken Griffey era. When he left, I stopped watching baseball. Then I got back into it, became a Pirates fan. You know, I just kind of wanted to be a part of the water cooler convos at work. And I didn't have a team at the time, so I kind of picked a team that my favorite hockey team was at, and that's Pittsburgh. So just became a fan of the Pirates that way.
Well, now, so you're a photographer. So how did you get into photography, and where did your love for photography start?
You know, that was a really long time ago. I started in high school. It was film back then, so it wasn't as easy to shoot it as it is now. But I've always liked, you know, just taking pictures and having people look at it and kind of like what they saw, and, you know, just kind of stemmed from there.
So now you are with the Fresno Grizzlies. You've been here for years as well, too. But talk about your stops before you joined the Fresno Grizzlies.
Yeah, so I had my start with the Visalia Rawhide. They graciously let me come onto the field to shoot on-field action after I'd done some headshots for the administrative team there. So huge thanks to them for that. Never looked back since. Just kept shooting, just showing up, grinding out 110-degree weather, and, you know, ended up in Fresno somehow, made my way up here, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, you've been here forever, and we're so grateful to have you a part of the team. I know the guys love you as well, too, but you've shot for some really big names, really big players, too. I know that you shot for Framber Valdez, who just threw a no-hitter with the Astros. Talk a little bit more about some other guys that you have shot that have made it to the big leagues.
Yeah, a couple faves that's made it to the bigs right off the bat. Dalton Varsho, I think he's now with Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, my son, he's now 8, but he's a redhead. So also Pavin Smith. For some reason, my son just said, hey, another guy with the same hair. So I just kind of really appreciated watching my son admire guys like that, you know. So, yeah, those two guys really stand out. Couple guys from the Grizzlies.
From, like, Ezekiel Tovar and yep. Zach Veen and guys like that, too. You have really shot a lot of different things as well. And now here at Chancy Park, if you walk around this ballpark, there are a lot of Aaron Provencio photos from the elevator to things in the dugout. How cool is it knowing that you're on the team cards and stuff like that?
Man, it's such a blessing. I can't thank the powers to be here for helping me get to that point. My whole, like, mantra, I guess, is life belongs in print. So when you're actually physically surrounded by something that you created in an abstract world, right? And you get to be a part of it and walk around it. It's kind of something really special. And I can't thank enough, of the staff at the Grizzlies. Everybody from top to bottom, front to back is, just been amazing. And you know, every time I get on an elevator, it's just a reminder of how thankful I am to be doing what I love. I mean, calling it a job, you know.
You know, and then you're also on the graphics, you team headshots, team photos as a whole too. So we've seen a lot of your shots on social media as well too. But being a photographer is not easy. What is the hardest thing about being a photographer?
Well, that's a good question. The hardest thing for me in the sports world is the everyday grind. It's not different every day. So sometimes you can kind of get like a little bit of burnout. It's and that and that